Good morning to everybody. Appreciate each one that's here. This morning I would like to talk on the thought about building faith. And I'd like to start in the book of Jude. The 20th verse. It says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." I like these verses. Some good instruction in there. But I wanted to talk about our faith, building faith, having faith in God. It's real important for us in our Christian life, because the enemy, he attacks our faith. He tries to put down our faith, and our faith is very vital for us in the Christian life. I want to notice in Joshua, the fourth chapter, and we'll start at verse 1. It said, "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up the 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day." Whenever this was written. So, they took stones out of the midst. God had caused the Jordan River to stop so the children of Israel could walk over and begin to possess the land that God wanted the children of Israel to possess and take. He wanted them to take it 40 years earlier. But you remember, they saw the giants and they drew back in unbelief. And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation passed, and then God brought Joshua and Caleb and Moses into, I think Moses, no, Moses had passed here. Moses had already died. But Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that were left. But the stones were reminders of what the Lord had done for them. They had the stones in the midst of Jordan, and they had the stones where they camped that night in the lodging. And it was for their children. It said, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them and tell them, what means these stones? What's the purpose of here? And then they were to recall what God had done for them, how the Lord had blessed them. And I think this is very important in our lives also. Not that we're going to cross a literal Jordan River, but we need some stones. We need to set some places in our lives, some memorials, and that's what, to me, a stone is. Stones usually don't move. You put them there. That's what a monument is, a headstone. It's a monument. It's something that's permanent in place. And the Lord wants us to build our faith, the things that God does for us in answer to prayer and help us. We want to recognize that and cement it in there. Put a stone there to help remind us of what God has done. There's a song that says in the chorus, it says, remind me, dear Lord. It says, humans, sometimes we forget. Humans forget, so remind me, dear Lord. We forget. We can forget the things that God has done for us, the things that God has done for other people. It's easy for us to forget it, but He wants it to be passed down to the next generation. Mom Husky shared with us a few points last night at the birthday party. She said one of the things that she wanted to share that her mother emphasized all the time was, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That was something that was engraved in her mind and her family. And many times after worship, she said they would have confession time. Confession time of, you know, the Brother Jim teasing them and things, and they'd have to apologize and get things worked out before the sun went down, before the day was completely over. That was something that she wanted us to remember. And I didn't remember that about being so much in her. I mean, I've heard the scripture before, but I didn't remember it, but that was really part of their family teaching and something that was very important to her mother. We need to pass these things down. We need to keep it before our children. We want to make effort that our children, and then it's like, you remember after the days of Joshua, the scripture says there was another generation that come up that they didn't know the Lord. They didn't know the Lord because they weren't, somehow it wasn't passed down. It wasn't ingrained in their hearts and their minds. And we want to be diligent to try to pass it down to those that come behind after us of the things that God has done for us in our lives. We had another similar scripture in 1 Samuel. You remember when the Philistines were coming against the children of Israel, and they were in trouble, and they were crying out to the Lord and asking Samuel for help. And Samuel told them, put away the strange gods from among you, Ashtaroth and Baal. Put them away, the strange gods. If you want the Lord to help you and bless you in your life, put away the false gods. They did that. They put away the false gods, and they were praying and seeking the Lord, and the Lord gave them a deliverance. I'm not for sure how, if it was thunder. He rained down upon the Philistines, discomfited them, and Israel was able to overcome in that battle, and they set up a stone. I'm going to get that. 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter. And it says in verse 12, it said, "Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. But they set a stone in place as a reminder. And we need, I believe, to do that spiritually. If the Lord gives you a good... You know, we seek the Lord for direction. We seek God for guidance. We seek Him to know His will. And when the Lord answers that, when He gives us understanding of what He wants to do through a song or through a verse, somehow we want to remember that. We want to have it before our minds and our eyes. We talked about last week about David and how David went to fight Goliath, the Philistine. And part of David's victory was his remembering how God had blessed him to fight the lion and the bear. He remembered that God blessed him with that, and it gave him courage to go forward. And we need that also. We need to remember what the Lord has done. I remember a while back I was struggling with something, and I got my journal out, and I like to write. I love to write things down. And I was reading my journal, and I read a page, and I thought, wow, thank you, Lord, for helping me. I turned over another page or two, and I read something. Thank you for helping me there. And after a while, it's just like, what am I struggling over? And it was like the Lord just brought those things back to my mind. And it was a strength. It was a source of encouragement and help. And we want to make an effort to the scriptures that God blesses with us, memorize them. Put them in your heart, mind, different scriptures that God has given to you to help you to fight the battle and to be victorious. Hold on to that. Use it. Get the most mileage out of that as you can, because that's what the Lord wants. He wants us to remember these things, and He wants our faith to be strengthened, that He's able to. He helped us back there, and He's able to help us up here. God can do that, and He wants us. But the enemy is set to attack our faith. Another scripture is Psalm 78. Book of Psalms, the 78th chapter. In the first verse, he says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. You know, sometimes we can just take for granted what God has done in our lives, and we just feel like, well, everybody ought to know it. But there's a whole new generation coming on. We made a line at Mom's birthday. They had us stand in line by age. And I was at towards the end of the line. There was only, I don't know, just a few that were ahead of me. And the big long line, I was right not too far. There was, I don't know, 8 or 9 ahead of me. But I was at that end of the room, and the line went all the way around and all the way back. All those people were behind me by age. And we can take, you know, what we know for granted, and they don't know. Many of them haven't heard. And we think, I know sometimes you stand up to testify, and it's like the devil said, you know, you've said that before. You know, you've testified to that before. You don't need to. They've heard that. That's an old story. You know, when you read the book of Acts, Paul, what does Paul talk about when he's sharing the gospel? He talks about what God did for him. He gives his testimony. It's a testimony of what the Lord did for him. It was cemented in. He told it over and over. The more we tell it, the more we'll remember it. The more you say it. I read another verse this morning, I believe, it talked about he that shows forth these things gives honor to God. We honor the Lord. And it mentions that in this verse. It says, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob. Now I want to remember the account of Jacob. How Jacob, he was a supplanter. His name meant a deceiver. And that's what he did. That's what was inbred in him. Came from his mother. His mother did the very same thing. They deceived their father. The mother told him to go out, put some fur on his forearm so he'd feel hairy like his brother. His dad couldn't see. Deceived, that's what his name meant. But in Jacob's life, he comes back around and he has to face... He's got to face himself. He's got to face him, who he really is. He's got to face his brother. When his brother left, he said his brother was trying to take his life. And here Jacob is coming back by the will of God, in the will of God, but he's facing his past, what he's done. And he wrestles there. He wrestles and he holds on to God. I love this account in the scriptures. You know, sometimes we have to wrestle with God to find out. And we wrestle with God. There's a struggle many times of our heart wanting to do maybe something other than what the Lord wants us to do. it's a struggle sometimes to get a hold of the mind of the Lord, but we set aside other things. We kind of focus our attention. We seek the Lord through prayer, through fasting, trying to get the mind of the Lord. It's sometimes it's hard. It can be a struggle. But Jacob needed help. And he held on. And he wouldn't let go. And then finally he said, "Let me go." He said, I've changed your name. There was a change that took place in Jacob's life that night. God did something for Jacob. He also doesn't say much about a stone, but it said that Jacob walked with a limp after that. As a reminder that he wrestled and he held on to God, and God blessed him. You know, the Lord wants to establish a testimony in all of our lives. He wants us each one to have a testimony of what He has done for us in our lives. He wants us to have a personal testimony. And I believe it starts out usually that's kind of the beginning of when we seek God, we repent, we start to believe His Word, we're reaching out, we're seeking Him, and He does something for us. But all along the way, God deals with us. He talks with us. And He helps us to recognize the things. You know, I thought about building. When you build, building something is not always an easy. It's not always an easy task to be able to build something that's permanent, that you want to be permanent, something that's long lasting. But our spiritual life is that way. We want to build. We want to these things to be ingrained in our hearts, in our minds, and we want to be renewed in them and it be fresh. And that's how God works and blesses and strengthens our faith. And we want to hold on to those times that God heard and answered prayer. And sometimes we have to seek the Lord a while. There's been times it just seems like, boom, the answer came real quick. And there's been other times that the answer was slow in coming. But I believe the Lord is faithful to all of us and each of us when we seek His will and His way. He'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us. He'll help us to know the path that He wants us to follow. And when it's the Lord that's doing it, we can be confident. I don't feel like the Lord, the Holy Spirit, won't lead us to a dead end, so to speak. He won't lead us to a place where there's not. Where He leads us, He's gonna nourish, He's gonna care for, provide for, and we can believe in that and trust in that. It says, when He leads His sheep, He calleth them by name. He goes before them and He leads them out. And the Lord can lead us. But we want to remember the things that God has spoken. And if you don't keep a spiritual journal, I'll encourage you to do so. Because it's easy to forget things. But keep a journal, a spiritual journal, a reminder of what God has done for you and your life. He established a testimony in Jacob, and He wants us, and it gives our life direction. I'll be upfront with you. I've been pretty low at times in my spiritual journey. I haven't always lived on the mountaintop and always haven't been filled with shouts and praises, and there's some times that I've been low. And times that I've been low, I've seen some of those stones that have been in my life that the Lord has given me in my life, and it's spoken to me. God gave you that. God worked that out for you. God blessed you. And it, you know, it's the way it was back then. If they would have crossed back over the Jordan, wait a minute. Here's these stones. What does this mean? Well, that's where the Lord delivered us. That's where the Lord brought us to the land. Well, then I'm supposed to dwell in this land. I'm to dwell in the land of Canaan. So, Lord, help us today to remember the things and to desire to pass them on down to our children, our grandchildren. And I think about grandparents. We're kind of in the grandparent age. If my grandmother hadn't brought me to service and hadn't taken me to Monarch, I don't know where I'd be today. When I think about her, in her upper years, she would load us grandchildren in and take us to Monarch by herself with a load of grandchildren. I don't know where I'd be today if she hadn't have done that. Sometimes the enemy tells grandparents, you know, you're getting old, you don't really have, you're not as strong as you used to be, you can't do what you used to be, or you do what you used to do. Lord, help us as grandparents to remind our grandchildren what God has done. To tell them what the Lord has done for us in our lives, so they grow up knowing and not having a question or doubt. But this is what the Lord did for Grandpa and Grandma. This is, Lord bless them. So we want to be faithful also to tell it. And you know, it's really part of our spiritual house, our spiritual identity. I wanted to get one more thought in the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter. It was when the Lord was talking to Jeremiah. In verse 4, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." This is God speaking to Jeremiah. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." The thought I wanted to get was that God had a purpose for Jeremiah's life, like he does for each one of us. He knew us. He formed us. We can accept us as we are. The way that God formed us, and I know He uses our parents' DNA. We have resemblances to our parents. He used their DNA, but it could have been millions of different options. But He said, I formed thee. I made you. And Jeremiah said, I can't do that. But the Lord said unto him, don't say, I can't do that. We don't want to say things that go against the testimonies, the dealings that God has with us. Because by the grace of God, we can. And that becomes the Lord's leadings. I'm thankful today that each of us today have a different house to dwell in. You probably wouldn't be satisfied with my house right now to dwell in. But aren't you glad they're different? What if every house was exactly alike? It had everything exactly. Every house you saw was just exactly the same. That wouldn't be very... I wouldn't care for that. You know, maybe I would like a little bit bigger living room and a smaller bedroom, or else someone else would want a bigger bedroom and a smaller living room. Houses have a roof, and hopefully they have walls for protection. The general idea of a house is a house. It's there, but they're different. And I believe the Lord works with us. Our spiritual houses are like that. They're houses. But yet He knows us when we were in our parents' womb. He formed us. He knows how to work with us, how to lead us. He knows how to communicate with us. And I thank God for that today. And we don't want to speak against what God has spoken to us, and we want to appreciate it and hold it and value it in our lives. Let's build faith today. Let's have the Lord can help increase the strength of our faith, and our faith can grow. Jesus talked about faith starting out as a grain of mustard seed. It looks like just a small, insignificant nothing. But once it begins to grow, He said it becomes a great tree that the fowls of the air can lodge in, that it can be a blessing to those. Let's allow our faith and make effort that our faith would be encouraged and increased in the Lord. Appreciate your attention this morning.